Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Fabric of Sin, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. Although the countryside around the barn was open and level, three landmark hills were laid out along the horizon. Like ancient and venerated body parts, Merrily thought, the bones of the border. Holy relics on display in the sunset glow. Standing at the barn window with Adam Eastgate, she tracked them, right to left, from the southern end of the Black Mountains, the volcanic-looking Sugarloaf, and the ruined profile of the Skirrid, which legend said had cracked open when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Still somehow sacred, these hills. No towns crowded them. Nobody messed with them. At least not the way someone had with the third and lowest hill, the only one this side of the Welsh border, but still maybe a dozen miles away. The third hill had been stabbed under its summit, some kind of radio mast sticking out like a spear from the spine of a fallen warrior, a torn and bloody pennant of cloud flurrying horizontally from its shaft. Oh, Merrily said, realizing. Right. They say it's like another country up there. Garway. The light through the window was this deep, fruity pink. The sun dying somewhere behind the hill with its radio mast, its famously enigmatic church, and a farmhouse called the Master House that they were saying was haunted. Adam Eastgate had been aiming a forefinger like he wanted to stab the hill himself again and again. Sighing, he let his hand fall. We don't often make mistakes, Merrily. She'd never actually been to Garway Hill. Not before today, to this place either. A tidy cluster of converted farm buildings off a dead-end country lane, maybe 3 miles outside the city. Pieces of Herefordshire, adding up to more than 12,000 acres, were administered from here, on behalf of perhaps the most prestigious landlord in the country, and she hadn't even heard of it. All the stuff you ought to know about and didn't. Sometimes this county could be just a little too discreet. All a bit awkward. Merrily turned away from the window and the hills. Jane and I, my daughter, we keep planning to go over to Garway, check out the Knights Templar Church. Somehow never seem to find the time. Aye, we saw it with the man when he came to inspect the farm. Likes a quiet stroll when he can. And of course, it's always so quiet there. Nobody noticed us, even when... Adam Eastgate slipping her a cautious glance. Why are you smiling? You might not have seen a soul, but it'd be all over the hill before he was back in his Land Rover. Merrily looked down at the outline plans on the conference table. They were blurred. She rubbed her eyes. He inspects every property you take on, personally. Oh, he's not just a figurehead. The Brackeny accent digging in. Northumbria. In his dry, soldiery way, Adam Eastgate was affronted. Very protective of the man, the people working here. Does he know about this particular problem, then?